The people who make a difference. The opportunities, arts, and events that make Kansas City a better place. This is Caring for KC.
Good morning, I'm Lisa Fox. Thank you for joining me for Caring for Kansas City. Today, I'll speak with Siobhan McLaughlin Leslie, who is the executive director of Gilda's Club, a little bit later. Right now, I have Terry Goddard in the studio. She's the research development manager for The Whole Person, and she's here to discuss some of the events her organization has coming up, including the Expressions Art Exhibit. Thank you for coming in this morning, Terry.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So let's remind everybody, what is The Whole Person? What do you do?
Well, The Whole Person is a center for independent living. They have those centers all across the United States. We're the Center for Independent Living for Kansas City and the surrounding area. We serve about 2,066 people in our community with disabilities.
So you just assist them in any way they need help?
I consider The Whole Person to be a connector. We might not always provide the resource, but we find answers and we connect people to the resources that they need. And our whole mission is really to keep people living as independently as they are able.
It's an independent living center. Do you have people living there?
No.
Or no, you just assist people?
Correct. We have a lot of different programs, personal care attendants, employment, transition, youth development, all kinds of things.
Wow. So you do everything.
I think we do, just about.
I think you do too. So you have something coming up called the Expressions Art Exhibit. What is that?
Well, this started about 7 or 8 years ago. We had a group of people, our consumers, that wanted to display some of their art that they were doing for various reasons, sometimes through therapy, sometimes it's a hobby. The event has evolved and evolved and evolved. And now we currently, this year, will open with 17 artists on April 6th at Kansas City Young Audiences, right next door to The Whole Person on Main Street, about 37th and Main. And it's a really neat program that the artists show their work. And then from that point on, the artwork will travel around the city to various galleries throughout the year, giving the artist a lot of exposure and a lot of experience.
Where did you find the people for this exhibit?
In January, The Whole Person sends out a call for artists. Over the years, we've gathered a lot of different friends in the arts community, as well as other places that serve people with various kinds of disabilities. Mm-hmm. So we reach out any and everywhere. 1 in 5 people in the United States have a disability. So really, it goes for just about anybody that can apply. So they apply. We have a committee then of local artists in our community that look at the work and read the applications and then determine who's going to be in this year's show.
So it's all pretty much local or in the Kansas City area.
Correct.
These artists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the museums or the facilities where they're going to be shown?
For the most part, yes. We open at Kansas City Young Audiences on April 6th. Then the artwork will travel, and it'll be in one of the Johnson County libraries for 3 to 4 months, usually Prairie Village, but it'll be on our website where that will be.
Okay.
And then from that point, it'll go to the Lidy Vocus Gallery in the Crossroads. It's going to the Westport Arts Community Center.
Wow.
And it will end up at Main Course in Main Course Lobby at the end of next year. So, oh, and it's also going to the Inner Urban Art House this year, which we're really excited. That's a new gallery. It gets a lot of exposure. So it'll be on both sides of the state line all around the city.
So this is a big deal.
It is to us.
Wow. So then you're kicking everything off at the KC Young Audiences on April 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Can people go there and look at this art? And when does it start? How do they get in? Are there tickets?
On April 6th, it's a free community event, but it's really a lot of fun. We also have a lot of performing artists that evening that are from different groups around the city. The Sunflower Handbell Choir, Project Access, the Golden Stars. Those are all performing artists that have disabilities. So there's a handbell, there's dancers, all kinds of fun things that will be entertaining people from the stage. We have a silent auction going on that's full of a lot of local art and some from the artist. So the artist will be there. You'll have an opportunity to meet them. There's some individual art projects that people can do. We have Nick Clark, a local artist, that will be painting live, and we'll be auctioning his piece at the end of the evening. So it's a great night.
So you get to see this beautiful artwork. There are silent auctions, but then you can also purchase artwork.
Correct.
You know, when you guys at the Whole Person do things, you guys do it really, really well.
Well, we love to hear that. We love to hear that.
You really do. So it's the Expressions Art Exhibit kicking off April 6th at the KC Young Audiences. That is on Main Street, just right next to the Whole Person. Do you know the address?
3732, I want to say.
Okay. 3732 Main. Just make sure you Google it to be sure. And it's really going to be a great free community event. But you have something else going on as well on April 21st. What's that about?
A never adult moment for us at the Whole Person. We have an event that we started several years ago called Planting Independence. And as you probably know, it's hard when you have a disability sometimes to do yard work. And so we started this program. We got calls all year round. We started this program where we go out twice a year in April and October and help people with just general and various types of yard work. On that day, we will be in 30 homes. We have 30 homes right now that have applied and made it. We have 9 on the wait list, which requires over 300 volunteers that will be out all over the city working to help very deserving people.
Wow. So do you need volunteers?
Yes, we do. We're still about 70 to 80 volunteers short of our goals. So we are looking individuals. It's a great Sunday school project, classroom project, neighborhood group, just bring your family. If you're an individual, we can place you on another team. So we try to put about 10 people at a house, so it's not too much for anyone.
So wonderful for you to go out and do that for these people who have difficulty doing it themselves. So then if they want to volunteer for Planting Independence, can they register on the website? How do they do that?
Sure. You can go to www.thewholeperson.org. Right there on the front page, it'll lead you right to where you can sign up to be a volunteer, and you get a free t-shirt. It's really a great, great experience for everybody involved.
And it'll give you all the information you need to know about being a volunteer. So if you want to register to be a part of Planting Independence, if you need help, register, because it may be a little bit too late for April. But in October.
Correct.
Yes.
Do it twice a year.
I love that idea. So it's all at thewholeperson.org?
That's right. And I do want to add that a lot of times these people are 1 week away from getting a citation from their city because they can't mow their grass or they've got weeds that have grown. So it's just really a wonderful opportunity to get out. Oftentimes they're sitting at the door watching and tears running down their face because they're so proud of the work that's being done. So I really encourage people to get out. It's usually done by noon that day from 8 to 12, so not too much for anybody.
Yeah, just a morning of working hard for someone who really, really needs your help.
Correct.
Terry Goddard, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For more information about the Whole Person, the Expressions Art Exhibit, the Planting Independence Program, or to become a volunteer, log on to thewholeperson.org. Coming up, I'll speak with Siobhan McLaughlin-Leslie about Gilda's Club, KC, when Caring for Kansas City continues.
Every year, millions of Americans use opioids to manage pain. Pain can be unrelenting, overwhelming, and all-consuming. So why do so many of us try to manage pain only from the palm of our hands? Doctor-prescribed opioids are appropriate in some cases, but they just mask the pain. And reliance on opioids has led to the worst drug crisis in American history. That's why the CDC recommends safer alternatives, like physical therapy, to manage pain. Physical therapists treat pain through movement, hands-on care, and patient education, no warning labels required. And by increasing physical activity, you can also reduce your risk of other chronic diseases. Pain is personal, but treating pain takes teamwork. When it comes to your health, you have a choice. Choose more movement and better health. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist in your area. This message is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you're interested in learning more about today's guests, or if you'd like to have your organization on the show, contact us at caringforkc.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lisa Fox, and I'm speaking with Siobhan McLaughlin Leslie. She's the executive director of Gilda's Club KC, and she's here to discuss Gilda's Club and Kevin Nealon's appearance here in Kansas City. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Siobhan.
Oh, gosh, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So we're going to get to what's coming up for Gilda's Club, but let's tell everybody, first of all, what is Gilda's Club?
Sure. With a name like Gilda's Club, we get a lot of interesting reactions.
Really? Some people don't know what it is?
Right. So I've gotten phone calls asking how many dancers we have. Believe it or not, I've been asked when our next show is. And while we are launching a comedy show later this month, or actually next month, Gilda's Club is a psychosocial support system for anyone with a cancer impact. So that could be someone with a cancer diagnosis, their caregiver, or family members. In fact, our family program is our largest, growing at 400%. So we're 6 years young in the Kansas City area, and in that time, we have tripled the number of people we have served. So just last year, we served over 1,500 people. So some people think of us, because of the name Gilda, that we just serve women, right? And Gilda Radner did pass of ovarian cancer.
And that's who you're named after.
Correct. Gene Wilder founded Gilda's Club in New York, and I think had no idea that the concept would take off.
Because they were married.
Or they were partners, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, partners. If people don't know who Gilda Radner is, let's go back.
Oh, right. So Gilda Radner, gosh, she did several skits on Saturday Night Live. She was Barbara Walters.
Baba Wawa.
I started to say that, and I thought I would leave it to you.
And Roseanne. And Roseanne
Dana.
She was a pioneer.
She really was. Mm-hmm. She really was. And her whole philosophy was seize the day and live life the best you can while you're here. And we really do embrace that philosophy at Gilda's Club Kansas City. That's really, if you come to the clubhouse, I think you will sense it. And when you come to our programs, it's very clear. Seize the day, be in control.
And she did pass away from cancer as well.
She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And she had actually experienced the cancer support community in Los Angeles and went back and told her therapist and Gene Wilder, her partner, there's this great place in Los Angeles where I get education and I can just go and be myself. And why don't we have something like that in New York? So when she passed, they raised the money, bought a house, and started Gilda's Club. And so we were fortunate enough to be, grandmothered into that name when our founders started raising money to open our doors. So yeah, we were founded 6 years ago in Kansas City, and our program actually has five parts to it. The first part is resource and referral. Some people might need transportation to and from the hospital, or they might need nutrition shakes, and we try to put them in touch with the various oncology services throughout the metro. We are healthcare system agnostic, meaning we serve anyone from any healthcare system. So we see everyone from KU to Samuel Rogers, Truman, St. Luke's, Shawnee Mission.
So it's not just in the Kansas City area. It can be Liberty, Shawnee Mission.
You are right.
Anywhere
in the metro. We actually have the entire metro. Okay. 10 counties is our footprint.
Wow.
A majority of the folks who see us are from the five county area. So resource and referral is an important part of what we do, but we also offer educational workshops. The subjects could be how to maneuver Social Security disability or what to expect from clinical trials. So here you are with a cancer diagnosis, and there's so much you need to think about and take care of. So we have educational workshops not only at our location, Gilda's Club, Kansas City, but we are partnering with various healthcare systems, hospitals in our area, to deliver our educational workshops there as well.
Great idea.
So then the third part of our model is healthy lifestyles. So de-stressing is really important. Usually ends up with much better outcomes. So we have guided relaxation, gentle Tai Chi. Cooking for chemo is always one that is highly attended.
Yes.
A chef teaches it and teaches folks how to cook to an adjusting palate, right? Because infusion and some treatment and some drugs might change the way the palate senses
varies. Did not even think about that.
Yep, I would never have known. So then the fourth part of our model is our support. So we have support groups and we have short-term one-on-one counseling available. And that helps folks to connect with others going through a similar experience so they are not facing cancer alone. And then the last part is social. So we try to once a quarter have something of a social nature so that heaviness of cancer is not on everyone's mind and they're coming together with family and friends. So we had bingo in January. We have a holistic health fair coming up in April. We have a barbecue in June. So those kinds of things. Yeah.
So you kind of do everything.
Right. The whole idea is so that folks can, one, self-advocate through education and through action, and that they're not facing cancer alone.
Yeah, and I think that's very important because when you get that diagnosis, a lot of times you do feel like you're all alone, like nobody understands what you're going through. But there are people who've been through that and can kind of help you and guide you through that.
Absolutely.
Do you know how many people cancer affects in Kansas City or the metro area?
You know, prior to joining Gilda's Club Kansas City, I would have said, you know, maybe one in five, one in seven.
That sounds about right to me.
Well, today, because of early detection and better treatments, et cetera, the American Cancer Society tells us that one in two men and one in three women will receive a cancer diagnosis in his or her lifetime.
That is horrible.
Well, again, I say early detection, better treatments, better adherence to treatments, understanding the impact that psychosocial intervention has on outcomes, all are leading to better outcomes. We're not there. You know, there's not a cure for cancer yet. But until there is, Gilda's Club Kansas City is going to be here helping out. There are reportedly 88,000 people in the five-county metro who have had a cancer diagnosis and are post-treatment or no evidence of disease currently dealing with cancer.
Oh my gosh.
88,000 is a large number, right? Columbia, Missouri is about 86,000 people. Santa Monica, California is about 88,000 people. So you add to that family members and caretakers. And so just about everybody is touched by cancer.
That's Lisa. True.
Yeah.
Now, where are you located?
So we are in Midtown. Mm-hmm. Some people describe us as Westport. Some describe us as Plaza. And then others say, oh my gosh, you're right across the street from St. Luke's. Oh, or better yet, the Levee.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You're right across the street from the Levee.
So when some people will say, no, I'm not exactly sure where that is. Mm-hmm. Folks on the phone will say, well, if you've gone to the Levee, you've parked in our parking lot.
Probably true.
So we have plenty of parking for folks during the day and in the evenings. Yeah.
So that's just off of Main Street on 43rd, if I'm not
correct. Right, okay. Right. So we're on 21 West 43rd Street, okay. And we're right between Main and Broadway. So we've got the Max on one side on Main Street, and the Joe has a stop on Broadway. Mm-hmm. So very convenient for public transport.
That is.
Yeah. One of the ways we are trying to grow and be more accessible to the community we serve is partnering with various community organizations and hospitals to take our program outside of our four walls.
Now, you did say that you're working with the hospitals to do that, but you're also working with other community organizations?
Right. We did an expressive art class at Il Centro in Wyandotte County.
Yes.
With the Latino Women Against Cancer. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for partners like that where we can bring our program and just get closer to the community.
So if you're a part of an organization or you lead an organization in the community, then they need to get in contact with you.
That would be terrific. That would be terrific.
And how can they do that?
Well, they can give us a call at Gilda's Club Kansas City, and that's 816-831-5444. And then, of course, we're on the web, gildasclubkc.org.
So if someone has just received a diagnosis or they've been living with it and then just trying to learn how to deal with the after effects, you encourage them to call you.
They should be in touch. Even if they feel like they might not need counseling or they're not interested in a support group, there are so many other ways to engage in our organization and our program that are beneficial. The other thing, we support people even through the bereavement process. So generally in the fall and in the spring, and I think it's in a week or two, we'll start up our spring bereavement support group. And that's a great way for folks to process having lost someone to cancer.
And oftentimes it's a long process. So you're going through it, but then at the end, it's a total transition because you've been going through it for so long and that's all you know. And then all of a sudden, it's a completely different life for you.
Yeah, having that caretaking responsibility or that person in your life becomes a stressor in and of itself. So yeah, we work with that as well.
So then you recommend, even if someone has a support group, even if they have a family and friends who are around them, they can still get a lot from Gilda's Club.
You know, Lisa, a lot of folks say to us, I had no idea that other people were feeling this way. And now I realize it's natural, it's normal, it's something to work through. And now I've found people who are experiencing things just like me.
So if someone's not sure, I mean, they want to reach out, but this is a difficult time for them, they're not really sure how to get involved with you, what would you recommend for them?
Sure. So for some folks, they already know they want to get involved. They've received a diagnosis or someone in their family has, and they're all set to go. We have new member meetings. Those are held different times of the day throughout the month. So if the weekend is more convenient, they could come then.
Oh,
we have an evening one generally during the month and then one kind of during the day as well. Or they could schedule an individual appointment.
Oh, they can.
And speak with one of our program specialists just to see if Gilda's Club might be a right fit for them.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Now, you said you have bereavement counseling and support. Do you have support for the members of the family or the friends?
Yeah, we do. So a couple of times a week, Wednesday afternoon is one and Thursday, I believe, is the other, when we have co-current support groups. So the person with a cancer diagnosis who is called a member will meet in one support group while the family or caregiver or both will meet in another group. And they're also called members.
Oh,
so that's real important in our language. Actually, it comes from Gilda Radner, who said having cancer made her a member of an elite club. So we don't ever want to diminish the experience, right? We don't want to be saying, now, are you the one with cancer or are you just the caregiver?
Oh,
everyone's experience is important in that situation. So everyone is a member.
Now, when you say member, there is no membership fee for Gilda's Club.
Lisa, thank you for bringing that up. Everything we do for our members is free of charge to them.
Wow.
That's an important thing. So we do a lot of fundraising.
That's what I was going to ask
in the community. So I'm always looking for contributions, looking for sponsors and supporters. But that's really important because we don't want there ever to be a relationship between the therapist and the member where it's about money. So the board of directors of Gilda's Club Kansas City pays the affiliate fee for Kansas City, Gilda's Club of Kansas City, to be part of the cancer support community.
Wow.
And that is where we get our patient active model of therapy, a lot of the Frankly Speaking About Cancer materials, all as a part of our affiliation with cancer support community. So anything that is raised locally for Gilda's Club Kansas City stays local and goes to people in our community. So I think that's a great model for us to have with the board paying that affiliation fee.
You need help. You need donations. Can they log on to gildasclubkc.org and donate?
Absolutely. Great. Absolutely. There's a donate now button right on our website. And there's another way folks could engage to help support Gilda's Club Kansas City. And that's with our upcoming event, Giggle with Gilda. So it is a comedy show. And this year we are so excited, Lisa. We have Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night Live coming in to Kansas City. It's Thursday, April 12th. Now, Kevin Nealon is, I think, the longest running star on Saturday Night Live.
Is that right?
I think it was 9 years he was on that program.
And you remember him from Hans and Franz Pump You Up.
Yes, and the Subliminal Man.
What? Yes. And he's also been in a lot of movies and television shows.
I think one of the shows was Weeds, and it
yes.
got nominated for several Emmys or something.
That's right. He's been in a number of movies with Adam Sandler. And
oh, right. Yeah. So it's really
great.
Exciting. So it's going to be a stand-up comedy show.
Okay.
A little over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available a couple of different ways. First of all, there are $25 tickets and $35 tickets.
Okay.
And those can be purchased at the Arvest Bank Theater. So the show is going to be at the Arvest Bank Theater.
Oh, okay.
At the Midland.
Right.
So general tickets can be purchased there.
If you're downtown, you can stop by the box office, or you can go online to arvestbanktheater.com and purchase those $25 and $35 tickets.
Absolutely.
Easy.
Now, we're also having another special opportunity, and that is having a pre-party. They are VIP tickets.
Oh, okay.
So we have $125 level where mm-hmm. that gets some snacks, a pre-party, and beverages. And then $200 tickets where you actually get to meet Kevin Nealon.
A meet
yes.
and greet.
So a meet and greet.
That's great.
So those tickets can be purchased at gildasclubkc.org.
Okay.
Or by calling 816-531-5444.
So make sure that you help Gildas Club. You can support them by going to see Kevin Nealon. He's going to be here on Thursday, April 12th. It's going to be at the Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. We all know where that is. That is downtown in the Power and Light District. You can get your tickets, the $25 and $35 tickets, at arvestbanktheater.com. Or if you want to get those VIP tickets, you can get them at gildasclubkc.org. They have two levels of VIP tickets as well.
What I'll say, though, too, by purchasing tickets,
oh, yes, please.
All proceeds do go to Gildas Club KC.
So they stay here in the metro.
Working for those with a cancer diagnosis.
Right.
And their families.
Great. Well, Siobhan, I hope you come back and talk to me about the golf tournament you have coming up.
Sure.
Great.
I would love to.
I look forward to that.
Lisa, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for coming in. For more information about Gildas Club, log on to gildasclubkc.org. To purchase general admission tickets to Giggle with Gilda starring Kevin Nealon, log on to arvestbanktheater.com or stop by the Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland box office. For VIP tickets, log on to gildasclubkc.org or call 816-531-5444. Thank you for joining me today for Caring for Kansas City. I'm Lisa Fox.
Thank you for listening to Caring for KC, a public affairs program for Cumulus Radio. To learn more or suggest a topic, visit caringforkc.com.